Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Oftentimes, Bible scholars, or those who pretend to be Bible scholars, are guilty of inventing outlandish theories in order to further their own scholarly reputation. For example, a few years ago, a theologian at Union Theological Seminary in Virginia advanced the idea that Jesus Christ was a married man. In fact, he published a book setting forth his theory, even though he had no factual basis for his proposal. He was given considerable publicity in theological journals and even in the popular press. Just a few years later, the theory is as dead as a doornail. F.C. Bauer, a German theologian, invented the idea that Paul and Peter were competitors, perhaps even enemies. His views were based on Paul's criticism of Peter's hypocrisy, Galatians 2:11-14. Bauer's theory has had a very strong influence on many American scholars. But there is no truth, not even an iota, in what Bauer wrote. If they were such competitors or enemies, why did Peter call Paul our beloved brother? 2 Peter 3:15. We do not know how much contact these two spiritual giants had with each other. But we do know that Paul went up to Jerusalem to visit with the Apostle Peter and stayed with him 15 days. Galatians 1:18. Paul furnishes some insight into the work God had assigned to him and to Peter. When Paul and Barnabas met with the apostles and elders at Jerusalem, the men at Jerusalem added nothing to the gospel Paul was preaching. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, they gave unto me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. Galatians 2:6-8. God chose all of the apostles to further the work of saving souls. No man among the apostles had the background and the skills to reach the Gentiles which the apostle Paul had. He knew the Old Testament scriptures and loved his own nation, the Jews. He had been reared in the strictest sect of the Jewish religion. He had sat at the feet of one of Israel's greatest teachers, Gamaliel. In addition, he grew up in the city of Tarsus, a very cosmopolitan city. There was a great university at his hometown. He was skilled in the use of the Greek language. In short, he had the knowledge, the skill, and the concern to preach the gospel wherever the Lord wanted him to go. He became the greatest missionary among the Gentiles the world has ever known. On the other hand, the major responsibility for preaching the gospel to the Jews was laid on the shoulders of the Apostle Peter. The gospel of the circumcision, Paul said, was committed to Peter. Paul further commented, God wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision. The expression, wrought effectually, shows it was God who was working in Peter to bring the Jews into the kingdom of God. Both men, Peter and Paul, were diligent workers and totally committed to doing the will of God, including preaching in whatever territory or to whatever people the Lord Himself designated. They were not competing against each other. They were not vying for power in the Lord's church. They fully understood what Jesus had said. He who would be greatest in the kingdom of God must be the servant of all. We should be able to learn from these two gospel preachers the necessity of cooperating with others in the spreading of the good news of the kingdom. We are not in competition with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should be striving to win as many souls for Christ as possible. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.